listeners. This is Taylor McClure, your host for CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits. And chatting with me today is Merida Wisdom, teacher from Heroes Memorial Elementary School in Council, who's following up with us on the school's annual food drive that recently wrapped up on Friday, December 16th. Merida, Heroes Memorial recently concluded their annual food drive on Friday, December 16th, and I just wanted to get the word out to the community about this wonderful initiative. Can you please start off by just talking to us a little bit about the history of this food drive and when and how it all got started?
Well, in fact, I'm not sure quite when it got started, but I know that 18 years ago, Lisa Bates, our grade 5 teacher, took it over from Alex Elder when he retired, who had been doing it for numerous years. And he was our grade 4 teacher here at Heroes. And in fact, they used to give it to the Anglican Church, which is right next door to Heroes. And when I took it over from Lisa about 5 years ago, we would bring it over to the church and we'd walk over with our boxes and deliver it there.
I know that you are giving it to another group this year. Can you speak a little bit about where this food is going towards and how it's going to support them?
Okay, well, we haven't done the food drive in the last 2 years because of COVID, but just prior to COVID, we began giving it to the Centre d'Action Bénévole de Cowansville. So it's basically the local Cowansville food bank, and they're 175 Rue Principale, and they come and pick it up from us. So they distribute it to the community, and it's by appointment. And I felt that was reaching a larger group of people when we began giving it to them. We've got 17 boxes, and we've got 5 bags of goods. One of my students, Alan, said, "This is basically a gold mine, Miss Wisdom." So I had to laugh because there's a lot of goodies in there, and the kids have been working really hard to collect all the stuff.
That's what I was about to ask you. Are students involved in making this food drive happen, or is it really just something that you take on as a teacher at Heroes Memorial?
No, my students do a lot of the work. So it's been going on for 2 weeks, and what they do is they make posters to advertise it around the school, and we put those up the week before the food drive began. And then what they do is they go around every morning. Each class, each homeroom has a box, and it's wrapped, and the kids put their food in there, and my students go around and pick up the boxes. And then we meet sort of on the main floor, and we go through all the goods, and they learn about expiry dates and what best before means. And so they learn to check the expiry dates on every item, and then they sort the stuff. So there's a lot of pasta this year, and they sort things according to toiletries or canned goods, pastas, and a lot of ramen, that kind of thing. And that's it. And then they will help load the pickup truck when the food bank comes to pick it up from us. So no, they're very implicated, and they love it. And what they do is they go around, and when some of the kids bring in an item, they'll just give a little candy cane to each child from the school that brings something in. And so, you know, the little ones see that and they want to bring in something again the next day. And so, yeah, the kids are really quite involved. So it's my grade 4 class that has been doing it for the last, I'd say, 5 or 6 years, maybe longer. I can't remember exactly what year I began.
Awesome. And why did you think it was important to continue this food drive when you took it over from the previous organizer?
Well, I think the teacher was kind of, she had a lot on her plate, and she was on a lot of committees. And I said, oh, I'd love to do it. I know that I'm from Montreal, and we used to have a Christmas basket that we organized, and I was on that committee when I was in high school voluntarily, and I really loved it. So we would, you know, make the baskets and put special things in each one for families in Montreal. So it was something that was important to me, and I thought, yeah, I'd love to take that on. So that's how it started. Yep.
Yeah, and you also spoke to me before we started the interview that there's also a great need in the area as well.
Yes, in fact, I think especially during the COVID years, and I feel terribly, we didn't do it for the last few years. But, you know, I know that the food bank in Townsville was, you know, crying for help. And there were newspaper articles about it, and the Anglican Church right beside Heroes that also gives out quite a bit of food. And I don't know how they work, but that would be something interesting because I know people show up there. But they were really missing a lot of food. And I know that it's so expensive. Food is so expensive nowadays. And I think it's getting harder and harder for people to get some of the nicer things that they were able to get in the past.
I was wondering, are you planning to continue doing this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll do it every year. And I think it's really good for the kids to give back to the community. We have a lot of partners involved in our school, and a lot of people give to us, and we have a big breakfast program, and we have the Christian Vachon Foundation. And so our students receive so much from the community. So I think it's really nice for them to give back and learn about that other people have needs. And some of the teachers at our school have told stories about receiving that, where they used to get a basket when they were kids, and because they needed it, because there were hungry mouths to feed in their family. So just, you know, there's no shame to this, that, you know, at any given point, people may need to receive a basket. And so they hear personal stories, which I think they like as well. You know, they like to, it makes them want to give even more.
Yeah, it encourages them to get involved in their community.
That's it. Yep.
You mentioned how you are giving the food to the CAB this year, but do you hope to expand your collaborations and who you want to give these food baskets to in future years?
I haven't really thought about it. I've kind of felt badly switching over from the Anglican Church to the CAB, but, you know, I mean, we could divide it between the two. I feel like I probably need to know more about to whom it actually goes. I know it goes to, I think that I was reading on the website that there are only like Farnham, Brigham, Cownsville receive from the CAB. So no, I haven't thought about it, but if I learn a little more, I can, you know, expand. But we only have so, you know, there's a lot, but it's not that much. I mean, as I say, if you can picture 17 boxes filled, but different sizes, some smaller, some larger, and then, you know, about 5 bags. So it's a lot, but to give to other organizations, I'm not sure. We're over 250 kids in the school, but also, you know, I would say that probably our community even here will benefit from this in some way. So yes. At Heroes. So I'm not sure how much more we could give, but what we should do is perhaps next year get in touch with you, and maybe the community could drop off also more food at our school, and then we would have more to give.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, having community members pop in and do that.
Yeah, but we do have a box at the office. So in the past, people have dropped food off there, and little presents and goodies and stuff like that. But yeah, I think we probably just getting back into the swing of things after the last 2 years. And so I have a lot of ideas for next year that hopefully we can bring us in more goods.
Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Merida, about the food drive that you think would be important for a community to know.
Not really, no. Just that hopefully that they benefit from it, and hopefully if they are in the position to give next year, that they can. But also, I know that the CAB is probably taking donations still right up until Christmas and beyond the new year. I mean, it doesn't just stop at Christmas time. So all year round, so if people wanted to keep giving throughout the year and they're in the position to, I think that would be great as well.
Well, thank you so much, Merida. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.